Well, the Russian collusion saga in the US election has taken another twist with the indictment of former Trump campaign manager Paul Manafort, who, along with his associate Rick Gates, is accused of funneling tens of millions of dollars through foreign accounts in the Ukraine. In a separate development, a junior campaign advisor has pleaded guilty to misleading the FBI probe, which has many questioning how far the Russian connection really extends. Dr. David Smith, the academic director of the United States Study Centre at the University of Sydney, spoke to Thijs Akuzie about the charges.
Paul Manafort was Trump's campaign manager between June and August 2016. So he was there for a relatively short period of time, although it was quite an important period of time, essentially between the conclusion of the primaries and the Republican National Convention. Now, Manafort was actually ousted from the campaign because of this issue around him being an agent of a deposed Ukrainian government. That was why he had to leave the campaign in the first place. So the fact that today he's been indicted is, in a sense, not much of a surprise, although the fact that it involves $75 million worth of payments, including $18 million worth of money laundering, that is pretty huge, and that indicates if he's convicted of this, he would definitely be spending the rest of his life in prison. Rick Gates is an associate of Paul Manafort, who was actually also involved in the campaign and didn't leave the campaign. He actually worked on Trump's inaugural committee as well. They were unregistered foreign agents, which is a major crime. They were involved in money laundering, which is an even more major crime. But all of this finished before the Trump campaign began, and it doesn't have anything to do with the Trump campaign. The speculation, though, is that given that they've been brought in on such serious charges, which could see them jailed for decades, that if they do have any information about some kind of other collusion that took place between Trump and Russia, that they would be likely to hand that information over to the FBI.
What do we know about George Papadopoulos?
So he was a foreign policy advisor. He was one of five foreign policy advisors that Trump named in March of 2016. He was approached by a Russian professor, we don't know much about this character at the moment, who was offering dirt on Hillary Clinton. But what he's actually pled guilty to lying about is misleading the FBI about the timeline. The Trump campaign may have not acted on his suggestion of actually meeting with the Russians, but people in the Trump campaign were definitely aware of the fact that this campaign operative had been having contact with Russians who were offering dirt on Hillary Clinton. But this investigation was never necessarily just about Trump. It was about the entire Trump campaign. And the question now becomes who in the campaign was aware of the fact that Papadopoulos was meeting with Russians who were offering dirt on Hillary Clinton. And this is not just some private Russian agent. This was somebody who had ties to Putin. And, yeah, why didn't they get rid of him?
And as you've touched on, and Sarah Huckabee Sanders also said that these people have nothing to do and they don't implicate Donald Trump in any way. What impact does this have, though, on the president in terms of his public perception?
Well, this is definitely not good for the president. Even if this doesn't lead to any direct consequences for the president himself, you know, we're talking about somebody who, with Manafort, was employing somebody who was an unregistered foreign lobbyist and money launderer. With Papadopoulos, we're talking about somebody who actually did have contacts with the Russia campaign. So it really just adds to the sort of atmosphere of shadiness that seems to hang around the Trump campaign, and it's going to further diminish trust in Trump. Trump is already at, you know, very low levels of public approval. The Gallup poll currently has him at 33%, which is historically unpopular, although what we see is that his base tends to stand by him. We're also seeing at the moment, and this is interesting, that some fairly important senior Republicans, people like Paul Ryan, who's the Speaker of the House, and Chuck Grassley, who's the senior Republican on the Judiciary Committee, have both stood by Robert Mueller's investigation. There was speculation that Trump's response to this might actually be to fire Robert Mueller, but there's no indication as yet that that's going to happen. And the fact that senior Republicans are actually sticking by the investigation suggests that there would be very serious consequences for Trump if Trump tried to stop it now by firing Mueller. So Trump at the moment is really, really desperate to get a massive tax cut or at least some massive tax reform through Congress. He's had defeat after defeat this year in Congress. He wants to get something done before the end of the year. And this could just make it that much harder. And certainly, you know, when this big tax announcement comes on Wednesday, it's really going to be overshadowed by these indictments. So it's not politically good for Trump.
Dr. David Smith, Academic Director of the United States Study Center at the University of Sydney there, ending that report by Tyres Accusi.